Hey everybody, welcome to today's Pray Today. And I want to take you back to Ephesians today, and I want to go to the third chapter in the 12th verse. And it says this, is about approaching God. It says, in Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I want to read that one more time. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Those two words I want you to focus on, freedom and confidence. We can go to God with freedom and confidence. Try to wrap your mind around this. The God of all creation gives you permission to approach Him with freedom. Is that unbelievable to you? I mean, I think I so often just take that fact itself for granted, that the God of all creation gives me the freedom to talk to Him and to talk to Him with confidence and to marvel in the fact that we can not only approach God, but He loves it when we do. And He even rewards us for it. So God gives us the freedom and the confidence to go to Him. And then He rewards us for it. Look at Hebrews 10:19 says, we have confidence to enter the holy places, which is God's presence, by the blood of Jesus. That's what makes this possible. And then Hebrews 10:35 tells us that that confidence has great reward. Oh, to be a child of God and to be able to have the freedom and confidence to go to Him and to talk to Him in prayer is extremely amazing. And I don't want us to overlook that today. There's nothing we can do to earn it. It's simply because of what Jesus did on the cross that allows us to have communication with God, straight to God, from us to Him. And He hears our prayers, He loves to hear our prayers, and He even rewards us for having the confidence to go to Him. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Let's pray about that. Lord, thank You so much that You have made this amazing setup, that not only did Your Son Jesus die for our sins, not only do we have salvation, but we have communication with You, direct line to You, direct communication from us to You. And God, I admit that's amazing and hard to wrap my head around. But Lord, You call me to come to You with confidence. Lord, if there's anyone praying this with me today, and I struggle with this sometimes, to come to You with confidence that You hear our prayers, that You have our best in mind. And even if our circumstances don't reflect wonderful things, and even if we struggle with understanding Your ways, You promise us that we can come to You with confidence and with freedom. We don't have to be afraid to come to You. You are a relational God. And Lord, we thank You for that. We thank You so much that we can talk directly to You. I pray for my friends today as they go into their day. I just pray that they would just feel Your presence. It's not about a feeling. But what a blessing it is when we're able to feel Your presence. Would You empower Your people? Will You give them strength in areas they need strength? Would You give them comfort in the areas they need comfort? Would You give them hope in the areas that they need hope? And would You remind them to come to You with freedom and confidence as they navigate this difficult world? Thank You for always taking care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.